Welcome to the Masthead for March 2023, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, on-the-spot advocates for seafarers, pastoral activity report from Chaplain Colon, update on the Mariner Wellness Steering Committee, new simulator instructor for the Center for Maritime Education, Paducah, SCI to honor Dennis Steger at Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, visits and transportation requests up in 2022 at Port Newark's International Seafarers Center. Chaplain Brunson attends recent AWO Regional Safety Meeting in Houston. SCI's Christmas at Sea marks its 125th year. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI, on-the-spot advocates for seafarers. The Reverend James Colon, SCI Chaplain, International Seafarers Center, Port Newark, March 2023 Pastoral Activity Report. On a recent ship visit, I encountered a crew complaining about problems with the food they were given during their voyage. "We've had no vegetables for a month already, and we're not happy about it," said one seafarer. "Our officers kept telling us that they would order or purchase some at the next port, but now that we're here, we see no signs of a delivery of vegetables." Initially, I assumed this was a logistical matter and the responsibility of ship management. However, I discovered that it was repeatedly happening, and the few of the crew pleaded with me to do something. During my visit, I sat with the crew, and they offered me lunch. Indeed, there were no vegetables. Afterward, I talked with more crew members, including the third officer and chief engineer, and I asked them about it. One asked, "Who told you we haven't had vegetables for a month? It's a complicated matter." Their replies were short, and they both seemed to not want to discuss the issue. I left their ship that day feeling dissatisfied. I revisited the ship the next day. At the gangway, the chief officer passed along a request from his captain. The chief said, "The captain wants to ask if you or someone from SCI would give one of our crew a ride to purchase vegetables." I replied that we could not render special transport requests because our drivers were busy and our chaplains had many other ships to visit. I did, however, pass along a few suggestions for them to consider. They could contact the local shipping agent or ship chandler, or they could take a cab. The chief officer replied, "Ah, we wanted free transportation." After this conversation, I went to see the crew in the mess room and asked how they were feeling. They were still anxiously awaiting their officers to resolve this issue, and they hoped it would be done in this port, as their next voyage was another long leg. Again, I left the ship that day feeling dissatisfied. Determined, I revisited the ship on the third day, and this time I received good news. The chief joyfully said, "We were told this morning that vegetables would be delivered this afternoon." To me, this was an advocacy issue, a violation of the Maritime Labor Convention, 2006, in particular Regulation 3.2 entitled Seafarers' Food and Catering Requirement, states that food and drinking water supplies with regard to the number of seafarers on board, the religious requirements and cultural practices as they pertain to food, and the duration and nature of voyage shall be suitable with respect to quantity, quality, nutritional value, and variety. In this situation, the lack of proper food was a rights issue that needed to be addressed. This was also a pastoral care situation, as it was pervasive and impacted the crew's physical and mental well-being. The food problem became a source of stress and anxiety among the crew. I wanted to wait and see the actual delivery, but I had other ships to visit that day. I was glad to hear that these seafarers would get what they needed and, by rights, what they were entitled to before they left port. Most of the time, as chaplains, we listen, advise, and offer counsel. But there are times, on occasion, when we must support seafarers and be their voice, becoming the on-the-spot advocates for the crew. Update on the Mariner Wellness Steering Committee. Facilitated by SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin, the Mariner Wellness Steering Committee is currently comprised of three maritime professionals and one medical professional familiar with the health-related challenges faced by mariners in the inland marine industry. While the committee will eventually focus on a full range of issues, they will start with mental health and wellness, concentrating on identifying and possibly recruiting accomplished professionals in this field who may be interested in utilizing or trained to utilize their expertise within the maritime industry. Inland maritime is demanding and often dangerous work and definitely puts a strain on mariners, said Phil. Our committee noted the already great effort surrounding physical wellness issues, such as healthy eating, weight loss, and tobacco cessation, but also recognized the need for improvement with mental health and wellness issues in ways perhaps not tried before. The steering committee stems from the summer 2021 Mariner Wellness Roundtable in Paducah, Kentucky, which brought together inland maritime, medical, government, and protection indemnity professionals. The overall goal and ongoing work for this committee will be to provide better insight and recommendations into the health-related challenges faced by inland and Gulf Coast mariners. Center for Maritime Education, new simulator instructor for CME Paducah. SCI welcomed Sean Blanchard as our new instructor at the Center for Maritime Education in Paducah, Kentucky. Sean started on the water in 2008 and comes to CME Paducah with almost 10 years of experience as a towboat pilot and captain for various companies, working primarily on the lower Mississippi, intercoastal waterways, and Gulf region. He is certified for western rivers, inland waterways, and near coastal. Sean is also no stranger to teaching or technology, as he received his Bachelor of Science in Education, summa cum laude, from the University of South Alabama, with an associate's degree in computer science and drafting. Visits and transportation requests up for 2022 at Port Newark's International Seafarer Center. The COVID-19 restrictions saw historic lows in the number of seafarers, truckers, and port workers who visited SCI's International Seafarer Center, as well as the number of transportation requests. But we began to see the numbers tick upward in 2022, as indicated in the following comparison chart. Seafarers, truckers, and port workers hosted at the SCI, 2021, 18,000, 2022, 22,419. Seafarers transported by SCI vans, 2021, 919, 2022, 6,522. SCI hopes to see a full return to pre-pandemic numbers at SCI in 2023, as we continue our mission of serving seafarers calling on Port Newark, Port Elizabeth. 2023 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 20, 2023, Houston, Texas. SCI to honor Dennis Deeger at Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon. The Seamus Church Institute is proud to be honoring Dennis Deeger with this year's Lifetime Achievement Award at the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon on April 20, 2023, in Houston, Texas. Dennis Deeger is the founder of three major shipyards and a medical clinic in the Houston area. He served as the chairman of the Shipyard Council of America in 1996, as well as chairman and director of Lone Star Bank from 1992 to 1998, where he was a catalyst in its merger with Sterling Bank. Dennis graduated from Murray State University, his home state of Kentucky. Dennis is an active participant in the Houston community. In the city of LaPorte, where Dennis resides, he has served as a director on the Water Authority Board and was on the 20-year planning committee. He has also been a director of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo and was a vice president with HLSR from 2013 to 2016. He's still actively involved with the rodeo and continues to serve on several committees. From 2009 to 2021, Dennis served on the board of directors for the Culinary Institute of Houston. We are grateful for the contribution that Dennis has made both in the maritime industry and in the Houston community. The Seamus Church Institute is proud to be honoring Dennis with this year's Lifetime Achievement Award. For more information or to register for the Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, see the information at mtblseamanschurch.org or call 212-401-4072. If you're able to read the masthead online, press the button. MTBL, registration, sponsorship, and more information. Chaplain Brunson attends recent AWO Regional Safety Meeting in Houston. Spending a few days at the American Waterways Operators Safety Meeting in Houston with leaders in the maritime industry was a wonderful learning and networking experience. I gave an introductory speech as part of their wellness program. In the breaks following that, several people approached me asking for my card. Some of the people wanted to talk about personal struggles, while others were asking if I could reach out to a crew in need. Additionally, there were people hoping to have a chaplain for boat blessings. My time at the AWO meetings solidified for me the fact that SCI is viewed as a leader in the area of mariners' wellness. As a custodian of mariner emotional and spiritual health, I am grateful for the reputation SCI holds. It allows chaplains to build on that trust as we work with those we are called to serve. See you on the mountain. 2023 Siemens Church Institute Mountain Challenge. September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Mount Snow, Vermont. Learn more and register at siemenschurch.org/mc2023. Or again, if you're reading the masthead real copy, press the green button. Register for SCI's Mountain Challenge 2023. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsorship opportunities for this event, or for more information, please email mountainchallenge@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4027. The Siemens Church Institute presents the 45th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 8th, 2023, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. 6 p.m. registration and cocktails, 7:30 p.m. dinner and awards. SiemensChurch.org/silverbell45. If you're reading the printed copy of this magazine, click here for information and registration. SCI's Christmas at Sea marks its 125th year. The Siemens Church Institute's Christmas at Sea program is celebrating its 125th year in 2023. To mark the occasion, CAS will feature a new logo for all tags and cards. The logo presents a stylized tree with ornaments and a star on top. The waves below the tree represent water and form the shape of a boat. 2022 was a record-breaking year for CAS, and we are so grateful for the many volunteers who donated knits, crochets, and ditty bags, and also helped pack and distribute these items to the seafarers and mariners we serve. We look forward to another wonderful year ahead. Look for a special anniversary issue of the Knit Before Christmas in mailboxes soon. 125, Christmas at Sea, the Siemens Church Institute. Pastoral care, legal advocacy, professional training. A donation to the Siemens Church Institute helps us support mariners and seafarers with the challenges they face and the demanding work they do. Thank you. Again, if you're reading the print version of this magazine, press the orange button. Make a gift to support mariners and seafarers. From the SCI archives, whether on inland waterways or in blue water ports, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is a prominent factor in U.S. shipping. On this date in 1802, the Army Corps of Engineers was established, consisting of a military academy stationed at West Point up the Hudson, from New York City. Pictured here, British apprentice officers on shore leave tour the West Point Fort and Academy. The officers stayed at SCI's hotel at 25 South Street during their leave. In the print version, press the gray button, SCI Historical Resources. Once again, thank you to our corporate sponsors. Our sustaining sponsors are the American Commercial Barge Line and Ingram. Our supporting sponsors are the American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, Tote, Trinity Church, Wall Street, and our in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. In the print version, press subscribe to the masthead. The Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please click on the button to complete an online subscription. The Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. All rights reserved. Until next month's issue of the masthead, I'm Don Sheets. Thank you. Bye-bye.